Hello, Fosdem. This is Sebastian Serva speaking. I'm Technical Product Manager at Open Source Technology Center at Huawei. Today, I will be hosting also Ettore Chimenti, who is our partner's representative, and he will also talk about his impression on the project. So today, we are going both talk about Oniro as an open source starter for fast-paced IoT environments and give some retrospective to the project. So what's in the scope? I will start about with history and the project itself. How did it started? Our product-driven approach, system work packages and processes used, our lessons learned, and what next in the project and a partner's impression. So who we are? We are 18-month young or old project. We are partner-driven organization. We are part of Eclipse Foundation, and team members are scattered across Europe and India. So at the moment we have around 20 core team members and around 100 community members. What else? Multicultural environment. We live in 16 different countries, talking natively different languages, yet working full-time on daily basis toward a common goal. And what's the goal? And the goal is called Oniro. And what's Oniro then? Oniro is an Eclipse Foundation top-level project focused on reducing fragmentation and avoiding vendor lock-in in the consumer and IoT industry, led by a working group and of which Huawei is an active member. Of course, we are first project, and Oniro's project license is Apache 2.0. How did it start? So Huawei, as one of the funding members, made this initial investment to this project together with other members. So who are these other members? These are Linaro, Neutech, Seco, Synesthesia. You might have heard of those. Each partner in this working group has the same and equal voice and rights. And what's important also here, also share responsibility. So for example, Seco is in charge of hardware roadmap for the project. From the start, we are focused on license clearance, IP compliance, transparency, upstream first principle. So here are a few slides about work organization. How do we work? We believe in Scrum and apply as much of it as is possible. So Scrum itself is based on six core principles. One of them is empirical process control, and I will talk to shortly about this one. So why it's so important for us? Because it says about transparency, inspection, adaptation. And what does it mean to us, actually? So transparency is transparent information flow, open work culture, project vision, releases, definitions of done. For inspection, it's recurring backlog reviews, peer reviews, demoing, and product reviews during review meetings. And adaptation itself is retro meetings, daily, weekly meetings, and monitoring. Work organization. What we took from Scrum else? So events like review, planning, retro. I will talk about the retro very soon. Time boxing for events, weekly instead of daily. So that was interesting because along the way we discovered that we are way too diverse to have one, a daily meeting with all the members or even with smaller team. So instead of we discovered that weekly place is much better for us. So we meet on a weekly basis talking about cross-team things and syncing up, actually. So velocity measurements, those still in hours rather than in points. For that, this is something that we will have to focus on for the closest future. So self-organizing, self-learning, and self-adjustment, that stems also from Scrum. And value-based prioritization of the backlog and iterative development. So, as I mentioned, here is our retro example. So, we are using Easy Retro for that. And we have four columns. One is called What Went Well. The second is How to Improve. And the third is blockers that each of the members might have had. And the fourth one is action items. So those items are created by you, by team members before the meeting, and they are later voted. So each of the voted item is then sorted, and we deal with the three or four the most important. So, for example, how to improve. So in the first case, seven people voted. That's why we try to address and solve or improve over this one. And it resulted in some action items that are either assigned to a team or some team members. So now I'd like to switch to a bit to talk about our product-driven approach. So in project management field, it's a common triangle that is called scope, time, budget. Basically, it means that if there is a change to scope, time or budget might suffer or might be adjusted. However, it's not the case for us because we have product mindset. It basically means that factors like users adoption, retention, revenue, cost savings, more creativity, number